This noun was heard like this. If a wife says to a husband, I'm making a neder now, that whatever I make should be yosa to you. You're not allowed to eat it. Halacha is ain't sorok lofer. So the husband does not have to be made for that neder. It's not chal, because anyway, whatever she makes is automatically mishurba to the husband, so she has no right to make the neder to say the husband can't use it. We have Yakiva roi me yefer. Yakiva says no, the neder is chal, and the husband has to be made for it. You know why? Shema tadefol of yosem in a royal law. Mabel shall make more money than she was supposed to make. In other words, to the maisiya dayim, what she's supposed to make, that goes to the husband. If she makes more than that, it goes to herself. So the money that goes to herself, she has the right to do what she wants with it. So then the chur, she makes a neder that the husband can't have any enjoyment from it. He's not allowed to enjoy it. So therefore, Akiva says, the husband does have to be made for it. Rashi says, the Tanan, Gemara Ksubis, my yoisalo mishkal hesloyim. She has to work to make the amount of hesloyim. Tfei loy mishabdalo. But if she makes more than that, she's not mechuyev to give it to her husband. So therefore, the neder could be chal on what she makes more. Therefore, the baal has to be made for it. Said Rashi, v'yav agav diadayin l'nasa sam locha. According to the kasha, how was the neder chal altogether? L'chur, she did not make that yet. So since she didn't make that much money yet, it's like a dov shlo bal yerlam. So why is the neder chal altogether? So Chur Tzaraya, Rabbi Kiva says, it could be makne v'dov shlo bal yerlam. Even though what she's going to make is not here yet, still she can make a neder right now on that. So Gemara says here, it's no proof. For it's my law, we learned on this Mishnah, that Omer Rafuna Bered of Yeshua, V'yoymeres yekadshu yodal yosayim. We're talking about the Isha says, I'm making like my hands hegdish. In other words, I'm putting the Yisra into my hands, that whatever comes out of the work of my hands should be also to my husband. The yodayim isnaya bialma. Because her hands is here in the world right now. So since her hands are here, she can make this for an Issa Neder. Therefore, there's no proof, according to Rabbi Kiva, that he holds it could be Mak Nedova Shloi Bol Yerlam. The Gemara says, yes, though, a pligi, the Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, the Yagun Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, the Yomer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, that Rav Huna Kirav, you should know, Rav Huna holds like Rav, that all these man the Yerim hold, a person could be makne dov shloi bal yerlam. Even though the thing is not here in the world yet, you could make a maisa, kinyan, right now, that the kinyan should be chal first later, when it becomes in the world. Now, Rav says this, Rav Huna holds like Rav, and V'Rav k'Rebi Yanai, V'Rebi Yanai k'Rebi Chia, V'Rebi Chia k'Rebi, like all these man yam hold the same yisoid. The Rebbe Krebi Meya, Rebbe Meya Krebi Lozer Ben Yaakov, Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov Krebi Kiva, that all of them hold like Rebbe Kiva. The Omar, the what does Rebbe Kiva hold? Oda Makna Dovish Loibol Yerlam. Even though something is not in this world yet, and the Chor of the Chalais Kinyan can't be Chal, it can't be here yet, because it's not on the world yet, but you're allowed to make a Maisa Kinyan right now, and it shouldn't be Chal first later when it comes in the world. They all hold like Rabbi Kiva Shita that you could do this. So you see clearly that's Rabbi Kiva Shita also. That all the makna dovah shloi bal yerlam. See if we're getting to raya that this Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Kiva. So we have a raya, we paskin like Rav, that a shemeris yavam l'shuk, kedushin is not chal. Because if this Mishnah went according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, Rabbi Kiva Shita in this case holds the kedushin would be chal. If a man goes over to a shemeris yavam and tells her, I'm giving you money now to be made. I'm making kedushin with you now. That it should be chal after you get chalitza. See, even though right now you can't marry her, because right now she's a shemeres yavam, but since you're making the maitza to be chal for later, it should be chal. And here it says it's not chal, so it's right, it does not go according to Rabbi Kiva, but rather go according to Chomishita. That a regular chai v'lav and kedushin is chal. But a shemeres yavam, we hold like Rav, dashnas the posik, loisi eishas ameis achutza. Here it's a special posik, kedushin is not chal on a shemeres yavam. Now we'll explain all the man the yomim. Rav Huna Mahi, where's Rav Huna Shita? The Yitma will learn like this. Ha moiche peres dekel chaveroi. I have a tree, no fruits grew yet. I have my apple tree, no fruit grew yet. I go over to my friend and say, listen, I'm selling to you all the apples that's going to grow off this tree. Ha moiche peres dekel chaveroi. Omer Rav Huna says like this. Achelo boli erlom, before the apples grew, yochol achzabo, you could be choizer, change your mind. Mishabol Yerla, but once the apples grew, and Yochol Achzibo, you can't change your mind. Since you made a Maisa Kinyan already, and the guy gave you money for the apples, as soon as the apples grow, automatically he owns them. Even though the Kinyan was made when the apples were not here in the world yet, so you see, Odamak Nadov Shlombal Yolam, you can make a Maisa Kinyan now, that it should only be Chal later when the apples are here. For Rav Nachman, where does Rav Nachman Talocha? Rav Nachman Omar, Af Mishabol Yerlam Yochal Achzaboy. As Rav Nachman argues, Rav Nachman says, no, ain't other Maklador Shabbal Yerlam. He holds even later when the fruits grow, still you can change your mind, because you have to make another Kinyan, the first Kinyan means nothing. So as long as you did not make another Kinyan, you could be Chayzer. Omar Rav Nachman says, though Medina, I agree, the Shomet V'Yochal Loi Mavkini Minei. But let's say he went and ate it up, then we don't take it away from him. That much we don't do. If the guy ate it up already, then he's allowed to keep it. It's not called agezel, really. Because really the person gave you permission to take it, like really he sold it to you. So even if the mechir is not chal, but it's not called agezel, because really he gave you permission to take it. Fight the Rav, where's Rav din? The Yomar Rav, who Yomar Rav? Ha'ima l'chaveru, somebody says to his friend, Sodezu, this field, Shani l'keach, that I'm going to buy. Because right now the field doesn't even belong to me. But I tell my friend, you should know, this field I plan to buy, and likishakhenu, when I will buy this field, k'nui l'chom yachshav, I want to sell it to you. So you're making a ma'isa kinyan now on a field that doesn't even belong to you. You're saying, this field I'm going to buy tomorrow, I want it to belong to my friend today. So right now it doesn't belong to you. Kona, halacha is yes, you can do that. That's cool. You can make a ma'isa kinyan now to be chal for something that's first going to take place later. Rabbi Yanai k'Rabbi Chiya. We had halacha, the Rabbi Yanai have ilay arisa. Rabbi Yanai had like a person that worked for him. He's the chayes workman on the field. Arisa means like a person that worked on the fields for him. They have a ma'isilei kanta de peri kol malei shabbata. Every erev Shabbos used to bring him a bunch of peris. Kishmaka peris for Shabbos used to bring him fresh apples for Shabbos. Huyoy came one Friday. Nogale was very late. It was kamat shki ready, kamat Shabbos. V'lo yosli didn't bring the bunch of apples. So what did he do? He was afraid that he was going to bring the apples on Shabbos. Now he didn't take off Trumas and Isis. And the Loch Ridge, you're not going to take off Trumas and Isis on Shabbos. So if I don't take it off now, I won't be able to eat these fruits on Shabbos. So what do you do? Osal Shokal Osal Miperi Debesa Olayu. He took the apples from his own house, and he took off Truma on the parents that he's going to go into, the guy's going to receive. Even though right now when he made the Truma, he didn't have those parents yet. So he made our frosty Truma now on parents that he first plans to get later. Is Osla came with Rabbi Chiya? They came in front of Rabbi Chiya. Omele Rabbi Chiya told him, Shafir of Arata, you did very good. Again, the Rabbi Chiya holds, you could make Truma now, even though it's not here yet. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Laman Tilmad LeYiras Hashem LeKecha Kol HaYomim. You're supposed to learn to have Yiras Hashem. That means Elu Shabbos V'Yomim Tovim. You're supposed to have Yiras Hashem on Shabbos and Yom Tov. For the Lamai Hilchus, so what does this Pasuk mean?
That you're allowed to take off Truma Samaisis on Shabbos. For the Gemara Itzra Kral and Mishra Tiltu the Rabbonin. Do you need a Pasuk for this to tell me that you're allowed to take off Truma Samaisis on Shabbos? Like Pshita Midirais, you're allowed to. The only reason why we don't do it, because Midirabbonin, there's an Issa, Midirabbonin to take off Truma Samaisis on Shabbos. But Midiraisa Pshita, it's Muta. So what do we need the Pasuk for to teach us that you are allowed to take off Truma Samaisis on Shabbos?
Was on Shabbos, that Avadi was picked off before Shabbos. But you didn't take off Truma Samaisris, but the Rice, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So what does the Pasuk mean to tell us?